You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It's time to look back at 2016 as we close the chapter on this year. Let's talk about the Oakland Athletics with Jane Lee. I'm Allison Footer. Jane, obviously a very disappointing season for the A's in 2016. A lot really needed to go right for them to be able to put together a decent season. Obviously, they did not have a good season. Is there anything that kind of stands out to you as some of the reasons why they fell so short of any kind of goals that they had?
Yeah, I mean, I know all season, I mean, they were really derailed by injuries the entire year from the outset. I mean, they lost so much pitching. I mean, I think it was in his final spring training start, Felix Dubront had an elbow injury, ended up having Tommy John. A month into the season, Chris Bassett needed Tommy John surgery. Two pieces that they thought were going to be part of the rotation just immediately gone within a month. And that just kind of set the tone for the rest of the season. I mean, even Sonny Gray, I mean, he's been, you know, such a steadfast force in the rotation, went on the disabled list two times. And whether or not that contributed to his struggles even when he was healthy, there's really no way of knowing. But, I mean, that was obviously that really affected him too. I mean, when you have so many injuries, inconsistent performances within your rotation, you kind of need that one guy, that reliable guy, and usually that's Sonny for them. And for them to not even have that, I mean, their pitching really took a hit. And I think, you know, their pitching is something that A's as an organization have always, you know, put a lot of focus into, you know, be it depth and good depth, and they just lost so much of that this year. So they couldn't even fall back on their pitching. And I mean, the lineup, you know, it had its bright spots. I think it's worth noting what Chris Davis did, but one guy can't carry an entire lineup. And I think, you know, as you mentioned, they needed so many things to go right, and the fact that so many of them went wrong, I don't think it was a surprise that, you know, they ended up in last place again.
Yeah, and they had some kind of turmoil within the clubhouse also, and just the very bizarre happenings of that, you know, that involved Billy Butler and Danny Valencia. And just what was it like toward those end? I know I've been around, you know, really bad teams. August and September are, it's just so hard to get through those months for everybody, and the players know that it's not going anywhere. What was it kind of like inside the clubhouse and the dynamics there, and who were some of the, I don't know, equalizers, some of the team leaders that might be able to sort of keep everything even keeled when things aren't going so well?
Yeah, it wasn't great. And I think, you know, I know there's so much to be said about clubhouse chemistry and how much winning and losing plays into it. And obviously when you're losing a lot, it definitely doesn't help things. And I think, you know, all season, not just toward the end, there was a little bit of tension. Sometimes we're quieter than others. But I think what really helped them, you know, get through that second half was just that infusion of young talent that came in. And also those equalizers, guys like Stephen Vogt and Sean Doolittle. I think Vogt plays a big role in that clubhouse. And I don't think, you know, his presence in there can ever be overstated. So I would definitely point to him. But I mean, they had some exciting times in the second half, and I think a lot of it had to do with just these new guys coming in and bringing, you know, this new life, this, you know, new energy into the team. And, you know, I think you saw that a lot, you know, in August and September. They had some exciting games and obviously couldn't really put together a long winning stretch. But I think those moments, even though they were few and far between, kind of kept them going. You know, Ryan Healy's performance was big for them, and to watch him emerge, I think it was a little bit of a surprise to see just how well he did so quickly in the big leagues. And then, you know, a bunch more guys came up in September, guys like Joey Wendell that did kind of the same thing. So I think that was big for them, not only at the time, but also, you know, moving forward, because those are the guys that they're going to rely on to kind of piece together what they hope is a contender, not next year probably, but in years to come.
Yeah, it's always interesting around the A's because they constantly have to reinvent themselves every single season. So, Jane, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.